Manny Azenberg came to the studio last week straight from the Tony Awards luncheon, where all the participants have a chance to meet and be celebrated and learn the ropes before the big Tony Awards telecast. So let's start with the luncheon. How was the luncheon?
The luncheon was charming, actually. All the Tony nominees are there, and it's very nice. People who are arbitrarily competing with each other or are friendly to each other.
Azenberg is not in competition, however. He is this year's sole recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award given out by the Tony Committee. His achievement? Producing dozens and dozens of plays over many decades, including virtually all of the plays of Neil Simon within a particular 30-something year period, and others by Stoppard and Fugard, Pfeiffer, and, yes, Shakespeare.
Look at that crowd up ahead.
This prize puts him in the company of Carol Channing, Arthur Miller, Stephen Sondheim, and other grand theatrical personalities who've won it in past years. In fact, Azenberg's name is so much a staple of Broadway lore that this particular producer got to do something that very few ever get to do. He played himself this season in the TV series Smash. The series imagines a Broadway musical based on the life of Marilyn Monroe and weaves a weekly drama around its players and the ins and outs of the fictional musical's production. Classic backstage stuff. And there's Manny.
That was a fast one you pulled on me, Manny, standing me up yesterday.
Jerry wants something. He can be pretty persuasive.
Azenberg actually auditioned for the part.
The name of the character I was to play was Cy French. But they couldn't clear the name on the day of the first shoot. So they said, can we use your name? And voila, a character was born, one that I knew well.
Was the dialogue and the episode anything like what's ever happened to you in your life in the theater?
Never. Every word I've said, I have never said in my real life.
Eileen, let me make one thing clear. Just because we say we're in doesn't mean the money is.
That'll show when Miss Duval shows.
You've got 2 days, then we're pulling out. Pull the elevator.
I'm an angry person in that. They kept all the anger stuff. They left my calmness on the cutting floor.
That calmness. Manny Azenberg must have developed it in the Bronx.
You have to have it in the Bronx. Yes, I grew up in the Bronx.
Where theater was part of his early life. He had an uncle.
I had an uncle who was in the Yiddish theater and then was on Broadway. And he was in a play called Skipper Next to God with John Garfield.
That was 1948. The play had a Broadway run of 93 performances, and young Manny saw one of them.
I must have been, 14 years old. And I actually met John Garfield. I went backstage.
Did you?
Julie, it said on the dressing room. Didn't say John, it said Julie.
I ain't handing no title over to any kid. I can beat him.
Betting on yourself to win, Charlie?
John Garfield, nicknamed Julie Garfield, was a huge movie star by then, and meeting him was a memorable moment for a young teenager.
Garfield was a man of the streets, so we liked him. Richard Conte, John Garfield, that kind of New York smart-ass guy.
First, Azenberg thought he might want to be an actor like Garfield, the man of the streets. But after serving in the armed forces and then knocking around for a while, he began to work behind the scenes in the theater as a company manager. Once he knew the lay of the land, he began to produce.
We did The Lion in Winter, which the New York Times didn't like. We did a play by Carl Reiner. We did a play about Auschwitz called The Investigation. Some worked, some didn't. We also did Hal Holbrook's Mark Twain.
All very respectable. But Azenberg's turning point in the theater famously came from another movie star, this time a baseball-playing matinee idol.
Well, I played baseball with Robert Redford. Actually, softball we played. And when Redford came to New York in 1962 with Barefoot in the Park, he called up and said, would you play on this team?
Pretty interesting softball team, it turned out.
I was the shortstop. Neil Simon played second base and Redford played first base, and that's how I met him. I didn't dream of the possibility of being Neil Simon's producer. And then he called up and said, how would you like to produce my plays? I, of course, said, I don't know, let me think about it.
The first one they did together was Sunshine Boys in 1972. And so it went, through among many others, Chapter 2, They're Playing Our Song, Brighton Beach Memoirs, Broadway Bound.
And when they saw the Statue of Liberty, they started to cry. The women were wailing, the men were shaking, everybody praying. You know why? Because they took one look at that statue and said, that's not a Jewish woman. We're going to have problems again.
It was quite a ride, the Neil Simon train. Eisenberg likes to remind people it didn't happen by accident.
You don't write 22 Broadway hits. 22 successes. And if nothing else, look at the work. I think that you can make a case for Lucy and Desi and Neil Simon defining American comedy for 30 or 40 years. So he gets a big, big credit.
As for the inevitable question about how he and various partners juggled art and success, Eisenberg has this to say.
There was no expression in those days, the commercial theater or the not-for-profit. Broadway was where O'Neill wrote for, and Williams and Miller and Inge and Albee and Radigan and Rodgers and Hart and Hammerstein and Kern and Bernstein and Berlin and Cole Porter. They didn't say, I think I'm going to write a musical for the commercial theater. That was the theater, period.
In other words, he loved it, and he had a great time producing play after play. He taught at Duke University for 25 years. He tried to retire, but he's still working. And he'll go up there Sunday and accept his award and make a speech. He's got to be quick, though. How much time do they give you?
Purportedly 90 seconds. From the time they announce your name. So you have to be kind of, you know, ejected onto the stage if you want to get it on good all the time in.
Knowing him, he'll produce. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishkill.